and you are so wonderful. There is no way that I can thank you for just what you've done for me. And then I look around and what you've done for everybody. There's some you've done so much miracles in their lives. It just shows your greatness. And I thank you for that. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you, God, that you're on the throne, that you're all there is. We don't have nothing else. We don't have nobody else. We don't want no one else. Lord, there's no one else we're seeking. We're satisfied with you. And Lord, help me to be satisfying to you as you are to me. Now, Lord, take me, use me, cleanse me this morning. Please, oh God, help me to help our people today. And Lord, I pray that we might magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me power. Please, oh God, touch me fresh this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name, and amen. This has been a busy 6 months. I think yesterday was my 13th or 14th funeral since the last day of November, or the last week of November. A lot has been happening to the families connected around this church. That's a lot. That's a lot. 14 funerals. Other illnesses. Cancer has invaded the church again. Brother Garth, he'll go Tuesday, and they were going to delay him to August. He'll go Tuesday and get a consultation. Miss Donna, there in Cleveland. So, we think about this. Our church is being hit with adversity in our personal lives and in our church family. It gets tough. It gets tough. Death is hard to deal with. Sorrow, it's just hard to deal with. Everybody deals with it in their own way, and some are forced to go on, and some have a hard time going on. You know, and we got to be careful of how we speak to someone that's going through a hard time, because it don't matter. You're not going through their time. You went through yours, but you're not going through theirs. And we need to pay attention to that and show grace. We need to show as much grace as we want to receive. Or should I say, show more grace than we want to receive. And we ought to do that even when we mess up and when we do wrong, when we sin. How much grace do you want God to show you? How much mercy do you want? When you do wrong, when you disobey His word, go astray, how much mercy do you want? Well, that's what everyone else deserves. They deserve as much as you deserve. Grace and mercy. We okay? We can quit right there, huh? And say we've already had enough today. But that's what we want you to think about that. See, the same God that saves you saves others. And the same God that forgives you forgives others. And the same God that lives inside of me, if you're saved, He lives inside of you. And the same Bible leads me, it'll lead you as well. It's all the same. And the one thing that we're equal in, that we're all sinners. We're all sinners. Huh? I don't need practice sinning. I do pretty good at it without any practice. Huh? How about y'all? In fact, I found that's the only thing I'm good at. Is sinning. Because I can do it and not even give it much effort. Huh? Everybody all right with that? But we get discouraged. Many get discouraged. And you can feel it. You can feel it. If you got any sense at all, you can feel it. All right? Now, if you think everything's okay, you're just dumb as a rock, is all I can tell you. All right? Because everything ain't okay. Now, it is okay as far as the Lord's concerned, but, I mean, there's things that hinder us, and there's things that weigh us down, and And there's things that come through our mind. And there's heartaches. That's this life. That's this life. But I want to encourage you this morning. And I got some backup singers over there. And we're going to, not because I can sing, but because I want to sing. I come from Kaiser. I went to Kaiser for the funeral, of course. And I come back, and I don't remember the trip back. Y'all probably wouldn't have rode with me coming home.
They wouldn't anyway.
But yeah, you wouldn't have rode when we were going up either. But I enjoyed the Lord coming home.
Amen.
In fact, I even had to pull off the road once and just enjoy the things of God. And I thought, well, I want to help you this morning. I want to help you. All right? And I don't know what all will get done. We'll give you a title here in just a second, but I'm going to sing for you first. Too much. Too much to gain.
Oh.
That's the first one, Cheryl.
Yep.
All right. You ready?
Hold on there.
All right. All right. Now, this is all, y'all pray for them because I told them a while ago what we're going to do. All right. After Sunday school is when they found out what they were going to do. All right. But I told you all the singers, y'all ought to be ready for anything when you're around me. Y'all be ready for anything. All right. You ready? Go ahead. Now, this is for you this morning. Now, listen. Paul sung his song. Heard him sing it many times, and it was always a party song that he enjoyed, but I never did. It really never did do nothing for me. I understood why he sung it. But he changed the words to the last little bit. And since the last 2 months, it means more to me. I understand now. Let's sing that chorus again.
Amen.
I was singing like Papa sang.
Okay.
Too many sunsets. I don't want you to quit. Y'all sit down. We'll get to the others in a minute. We'll preach to you just for a little bit this morning. We're going to look at some scripture, and we're not going to tarry long. We just want to encourage you. We okay? There is too much to gain to lose. I'm not going to quit. Well, I feel like quitting sometimes. I'm tired. I am tired. My body is tired. My mind is tired. But I ain't quitting. This might be my last day. I thought Thursday night, as Mark Stroud was preaching, he said, I don't necessarily have a death wish. I don't know whether I'd go if I was offered a chance. But I said, I will. I'll go because I have Christ, not because the world is too much. No. Let me tell you something. The world is not too much for you. Can I say that? The world is not too much for you if you have Christ.
That's right.
Now, if you don't have Christ, you don't have nothing.
That's right.
But if you have Christ, if you're truly saved, you have Christ, then the world don't hold nothing for you. And the world can't stop you. You know that? It can't. But you've got to trust the Lord. So I'm going to preach to you this morning for just a minute. When it's over.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of things. When it's over.
Yeah.
It's not over.
Amen.
Huh? When it's over. It's not over.
That's right.
Been going through some stuff. Death has come. Heartache's come. And then, man, when it's over. Well, will it ever be over? Yeah, it'll be over, but when it's over, it's not over. There's more to come. This ain't all there is. Y'all understand that this morning? That's why I can come. I'm getting to the point. I don't care whether anybody enjoys anything or not. If y'all don't want to, that's y'all's business. But I'm going to enjoy what I've got. I didn't have to work for it. I didn't pay for it. It was given me. By the blood is shed on an old rugged cross and by an empty tomb. And I've got something inside that's worth enjoying this morning. Huh? So let's look here at Daniel just for a minute. We'll give you some examples, can't we? Daniel chapter 3, verse, let's find it here. Let's stop here about, let me think here where we're at. Verse 19, that's where we're at. Daniel chapter 3, verse 19. Sometimes things seem like it's over. It says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Well, that's just exactly what happened. Well, whether y'all realize it or not, if you get cast into a furnace, it's over. It's over, is it not? Well, there's some of us that's been cast into the fire here, it seems like. There's been fiery trials come, and it's come and it's hurt and it's burnt and it seems like there's no hope. Is that not true?
Yes,
seems like there's no hope. You pray and there's no answer. You serve and there's no answer. You wait and there's no answer. But yet, down deep inside, you know that God is faithful. But you still ain't seen no deliverance. And it seems like sometimes that it can't be finished. It's over. It's done. I'm done. This is done. Can't go no further. And when it's over, you say, well, what's the use? There's been many this morning that has praised the Lord and read His Word and prayed and sang and done many things, but they say, what's the use? And many have been on the edge of quitting, many on the edge of despair, many because the flames have been too hot. But when it's over, it ain't over. It's not over, because I look down in verse 25. Verse 25 in chapter 3 of Daniel says, He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. See, it wasn't over. It wasn't over. When they come out, they didn't even smell like smoke. Think about it. They didn't smell like smoke. Old Vance Havner said, a lot of times we want to smell like smoke so we can keep remembered. But when they come out of the fire, they didn't smell like smoke. They had no remembrance of what was going on. Can I tell you, all they could see was the glory of God. And I want to encourage you this morning that when it's over and when it seems like it's over, it's not over. It's not over. Think about that. Think about that. When it's over, it's not over. Then if you just turn over a couple of pages, we can see it again. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, one of my favorite accounts. Huh? Can we look around verse, Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16. It says, Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now, we've known this account since we was kids, right? How that Daniel was cast into the den of lions. Now, the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Well, that's the man that throwed him in, saying, don't worry, he'll deliver you. Now, whether that was really true or whether he was being sarcastic, I don't know. I would think he understood Daniel. He loved Daniel, but he had done set a decree, and he had to keep his word because he was king. But have many not been cast into the lions here lately? Has not the enemy been after you? Let me ask you. The Bible says that our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Is that not true? And there's many that have been chased, if not been bit here lately, even by the lions. They've been cast. We've been in trouble. How about that? And when you're done like that, it's over. I'm here to tell you this morning, we just use common sense. They kept a den of lions and they starved them. And the only thing they fed them was criminals. And that was a punishment. And they'd throw them in there with the lions and let them lions chew on them. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I've watched them videos of them lions. When they go to eating, they don't just pull up with a fork and a knife and go cutting. They rip and tear and destroy and devour. And there's lives that all around us that's being ripped and torn and devoured. Huh? But Daniel, whom served the Lord, it says, whom served the God of all glory, he was cast in. But everybody said, it's over. It's over. But I'm here to tell you, when it's over, it's not over. So let's look at verse 20, can we? Now the king, let's go back to 19. It said, Then the king arose early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him intimacy, for as much as before him intimacy was found in me, and also before thee, O King, have I done no hurt. Now, I know what that's saying. That's saying I have done no hurt, King. I didn't do anything to hurt you when I went to pray. I wasn't just going against the word. I wasn't going against your law. But I like the way when it reads it like that, it's like Daniel said, I didn't hurt them lions. Everybody's okay. Huh? You threw me down there in the den of lions, and I didn't hurt him. I promise you, everybody's okay down here. Oh, King, live forever. And you'll say, well, that ain't how. Well, that's might as well mean that. That's how powerful that the Lord delivers us this morning. And when it's over, it's not over. My Lord, what did Kim Ayers sing time after time? My Lord is able to deliver thee. He's able to deliver thee. Hear me this morning. Don't lose faith. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit. Don't back up. Don't forget about God. Though the fire might be hot, it's not over. And it's never over with the Lord. You think about that. When it's over, it's not over. And when the lions come your way, it's not over this morning. Huh? It's not over yet. It's not over. I'm glad this morning when everything falls apart. What was it we said years ago? What was it Krista said? If it falls apart in his hands, that's where it's going to fall apart at. Right in his hands. Well, if it's in his hands, I'm not going to fret about it.
Yeah.
Think about that this morning. See, when it's over, it's not over. I look back here and see Miss Linda. Miss Linda given the awful words. You've got cancer. Them are hard words for anybody to hear. Huh? Well, not disrespectfully, but with her age and the report she got, it's over. It's over. That's what we thought. We might not have said it loud, but that's what we thought. We said, well, she's been faithful, and we already put her in the grave when we found out she had cancer. That's the way we talked, Linda. Do you know that? We said, well, she's been faithful to the Lord, and that's bad, and we know the Lord will give her grace. I mean, that's actually what some of us even said. I probably even said it. You know, it's over. But look at her. It's not over.
Amen.
It's not over.
Amen.
She's the one that was never concerned about it. She was the one that was saying everything's okay. She was the one that kept telling everybody, oh, God's got this. Ain't going to be no problem. Me and Rick sat up there, and we went in to encourage her, and she encouraged us. We left. We didn't even know where we had the Lord or not. We was, they was so much a difference. Huh? When it's over, it's not over. I mean, we think of Abby, and it's over. It's over. When the word comes, it's over.
Yeah.
No, it's not over. No, it's not over. You say, well, what about so-and-so? It's still not over. It's not over. It's not over. Donna told me Thursday night, she said, now I'm going up there, preacher, you pray, but it's okay. I mean, she shouted and said, it's okay. You know why? Because when it's over, it's not over. It's not over. Think about that. Don't quit. Don't quit. There's not going to be no joy in quitting. Huh? But there's joy in it. Keep on going.
Yep.
This sounds to me like kind of victory here. Let's go back here in Daniel chapter 6, verse 21. Now, does this sound like defeat to you? Here's a man that's thrown in a den of lions, dark, stinking, huh? And he said, O King, live forever. I don't allow he whispered it. Huh? Oh, King, it's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Huh? What I want you to understand this morning is when it's over, it's not over.
Amen.
It's not over. The Lord is still able. Huh? I look at old Bub sitting there, and Bub Painter has his stroke, and he can't talk, he can't walk. He come in whispering, he's talking better. I didn't see no cane. Every now and then, maybe a little bit, because he works his garden too hard and wears his legs out and don't do what the doctor said, but it ain't because the Lord ain't helped him. Are you hearing me? When it's over, it's not over. I'm not supposed to be standing here in front of you this morning. It was over. When Dr. Willis told the nurses at the desk, the preacher won't make it to Morgantown. Well, I'm pretty good for not making it to Morgantown. Huh? I look here and see Don Williams sitting there in the pew.
Yeah.
And they said, if you live, you'll never walk again. Well, he'd been mowing with his tractor.
Yeah.
Mowing grass, working on tractors. Pretty good for a man can't walk, Don. Pretty good. See, when it's over, it's not over. When are we going to realize that this morning? All around us, look at what's going on in our church house of the overs. When it's over, and we walk with our heads down and weep and cry. And Gene, they tell Gene, you got cancer again, and your cancer markers are up, and the spot we see, it's probably cancer. Well, it's over. There goes Kenya. There goes the ministry. There goes the decisions. What are we going to do? God, what are you planning? What are you trying to decide? We don't know. And you didn't know. You had faith, but you didn't know what was going to take place. Oh, but it wasn't over, because that ain't what it is. It's not cancer. When are we going to quit looking down and start looking back up and praising a God of glory? That it's not over. It's not over. Huh? When it's over, it's not over. Aaliyah's having trouble raising that baby. Got all that Sears in that baby. She ain't supposed to have a baby. Got a husband and a baby. Are we going to forget it?
No.
We can't forget it. We can't. That's what we've seen here in the last few years.
That's right.
Think about it. Think about it. When it's over, it ain't over.
Right.
It's not. God's bigger than this thing.
Yeah.
So be encouraged this morning.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Don't ease up.
Right.
You say, yeah, but some's died. Well, it's okay to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Right.
Think about that. It's okay. Does it hurt? Yeah.
Sure.
Do we know how to handle it? No. But it's okay. Death ain't a punishment all the time. Sometimes death is a friend. I know the Bible talks about it being the last enemy. I understand that. But can I tell you, it ain't wrong to die and go to be with Jesus. Think about it. Brenda just buried a brother that prayed for years and years and years and years and witnessed to. People say, man, that's awful. No, it's not awful that he passed. No, he went to be with Jesus. What would have been awful if he had not received Christ? See, is everybody okay this morning? I want us to understand that when it's over, it ain't over. It ain't over. We still okay? Y'all okay?
Yeah.
How about we turn over to Luke? Can we look over at Luke chapter 23? Luke chapter 23. Let's look at verse 46. Have you got it in your mind yet? That when it's over, it's not over? Luke chapter 23, let's look at verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, to thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. It's over. It's over. He came, he lived, he died. It's over. It's over. He told them, believe in me. He told them, believe in me. He dies. It's over. He healed the sick, raised the dead, caused blinded eyes to see, done all the miracles, and he died. And the disciples said, it's over. It's over. It's over. We would have said the same thing. If we had walked with when Jesus walked and watched him done all them things, we wouldn't have been super spiritual. When we watched him hang on the cross of Calvary and die, we just said, it's over. Yeah. Wait a minute. This ain't supposed to happen like this. I thought you was going to be in a kingdom. I thought we was going to be the king. I thought we was all going to be with you. And he died. They watched him die. And it's over. Huh? Watch him die and it's over. Satan. I wonder if Satan didn't holler and shout and was happy. He said, it's over. It's over. Huh? It's over. But when I look in chapter 24, when I look in chapter 24, let's look at verse 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. See, when it's over, it's not over. Because when he went to the tomb to anoint Jesus for birth, they didn't expect him to be alive. They didn't understand why he died, and they never expected him to be alive. But when they watched him die and went to the tomb, and the angel said, he's not here, for he is risen. Oh, they can run. And they did do that very thing. They run back and told others, when it's over, it's not over this morning. Huh? I serve at living Savior. See, when it's over, it ain't over. Don't lose faith this morning. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't slack off. Don't quit praying. Don't quit trusting. Don't quit serving. When it's over, it's not over. It's not over. It's not over. You got to hang right in there. But there's more. But there's more. I read over here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. We still okay? 1 Corinthians. I'm trying to encourage you. Amen. Hey, Jeremy, am I encouraging this morning? Hey, Rebel, I ain't brutal this morning. I'm encouraging this morning. I'm tender and kind. Loving. Y'all encouraged this morning? Hey, when it's over. Hey, over there, when it's over, it ain't over. Hey, y'all wake up over there. When it's over, it ain't over. Hey, y'all, look up here. When it's over, it ain't over. Listen to me this morning. Look at me. When it's over, it ain't over. Are you listening? Are y'all paying attention this morning? When it's over, it's not over. Hey, God, when it's over, it ain't over. Think about it. Ain't he good? Yeah. When it's over, it ain't over. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. I walked away from the cemetery again yesterday. You realize I have buried my mama. Since I buried my mama, I buried three other mamas. I can't get away from it. I can't get away from it. Buried mine, and I can't quit. I got to go be straight-faced and strong and go bury another mama.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, it's getting to be a little hard.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that? It's getting to be just a little bit tough. I keep burying these mamas. And I walked away yesterday from burying Elisa's mama.
Yeah.
And see, when I walked away and got back in the car, I relived March the 25th again. You understand? I buried my mommy again yesterday.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, I buried my mommy again yesterday. You know, a few weeks before that, I buried. Are you following me? And I'm just here to tell you, I'm just like everybody else.
Yes, you are. Yes.
That was my mommy. And my mommy, too. We okay? But it ain't over. See, it ain't over. When it's over, it's not over. Are we okay? See, I look here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21. It says, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. See, in Adam all die. Dying is a natural thing. Natural. We don't like it, but it's natural. Most don't long for it. All right? I'm not, y'all know I ain't rap well anyway. I just don't fear it. How's that? I mean, I don't have a death wish, but I don't fear death. I don't fear dying. I don't care what process. I don't really. Right now, I could care less. Huh? I know I get to go.
Amen.
Huh? Is y'all okay?
Amen.
See, the reason I can say that is because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And not the Baptist church, not Mark Secrets, not my heritage, but I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and death don't worry me a bit. Huh? Everybody with me? Think about that. I'm excited about it. I come across Mount Storm. I know I did because that was the road I was on. I don't remember much about it because I was singing and enjoying. Didn't have the radio on. It was just me and the Lord in the car. And I come across there, and I got up there at that big overlook, and I had to stop, and I got out. And I looked over the vastness of the mountains of West Virginia, and I said, wow, this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing because there's a better land.
Yes,
see, everybody dies. If we're here long enough, you're going to die. We're going to have more funerals. And you're going to die sooner or later. Some of you might die at a young age. Huh? But we're going to die. And we're going to say goodbye. We're going to say goodbye to you for a while. Huh? Are you hearing me this morning?
Yeah.
See, there's no age. There's no age. And there's no discrepancy. The young die. I buried them where the daddy carried the casket. That's how small the casket was. And then I've carried them where they had to be 8 men. Carried a casket because they were so big. Are you listening to me? All in between. I buried him 96 years old, and I buried him a day old. And all in between. I've buried 12-year-olds that's been murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? I buried young ones that's died with disease. Huh? I've buried them out of car wrecks. All kinds of tragedies. I've buried them out of cancer. I've buried men and women out of cancer, heart attacks, strokes. I've buried them out of natural causes. I've buried young ones and old ones. I've buried the gunshot suicides. I've buried the ones that hung themselves. I've buried all kinds of all ages. I've buried middle-aged that hung themselves, young men that hung themselves, old people that would take their own life, every walk of life, every walk of life. Think about that. In Adam, we all die. In Adam, we all die. Are you listening to me? And it's over. They die, and people walk away, and so forth. I've went to the grave behind a horse and wagon. I went behind to the grave in a fire truck. Don, we went through several of them there in a row in a fire truck. I went to the grave many a time in a hearse. Go to the grave. Walk away. I watch people lay on the caskets. I watch them weep with no hope. I watch them. I've actually helped people out of the casket when we've had this funeral because they couldn't handle the death and literally have picked up wives out of the casket, that tried to get in the casket because they didn't want to leave their loving behind. Huh? And they walked away and said, it's over. It ain't over. When it's over, it's not over. Oh, I thank God for this blessed book. Well, I turn over to Philippians, my favorite chapter, chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And I read in verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 21. Who shall change our vile body,
amen,
that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Yes, amen.
Can I tell you that when it's over, it's not over.
Amen.
It's not over this morning because there's a better day coming and it's going to be glory.
Amen.
Huh? Let's see if we can't do this one, girls. Glory. Huh? Y'all might even know this, huh? We okay? I sung this all the way across the hills yesterday evening. Started out there. Give me another roll there. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. See, it ain't over, see? Glory for me. Now listen. Glory for me. Sing. Glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory, me glory. Y'all know that? Y'all know the hymns? Huh? Why do they sing this? Huh? Charles Alexander would lead this singing for J. Wilbur Chapman and R.A. Torrey and sing to 10,000 people without a microphone, and they would lift up her voice because they were saved.
Yes.
And when it's over, it's not over. We'll get it. We're not worried about it.
Uh-huh.
Come on, let's sing the second verse, huh? At 63, if you want to sing. When by the gift of infinite grace I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on His face, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me. Glory for me. Say, glory for me. When by His grace I shall look for His face, that will be glory, be glory for me.
Listen, are y'all saved this morning? Listen, are you saved? Are you ready? Man, in Adam all die. In Adam all die. But in Christ all are made alive. I'm going to heaven. Are you?
Amen.
You ought to tell your face that. I'm serious. Look at you. Look at you. This ain't real. If it ain't real to you, come, you must be born again. If it's not real to you, you need saved by His wonderful grace. Because if you know it, it'll be real. This thing is real. Steve, it's real. It's real. What that song, I don't know if you, I think maybe you sung it, we talked about, it's true. Oh, Ivan Parker sings it, it's true. It's true. He was singing that on my way up to Kaiser, and I almost had a wreck. Talk about his daddy dying right before his daddy died. He said, it's true. I can hear the angels singing, it's true.
Amen.
Oh, I want you to hear me this morning. Don't quit. How we might die. So what? So what if we do? Huh? There's a better day coming. But you got to be ready to die. You got to know Christ this morning. Let's sing that last verse.
Friends will be there I loved long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will through the ages be glory for me. Can you sing this morning? Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory.
Is it going to be glory for you? See, when it's over, it ain't over. See, I buried Katie yesterday. And Katie and Paul, they talked about them traveling everywhere. They traveled everywhere, always on the go. And they would tell Elise and Eric, we're going so-and-so and we'll be back. We'll be back. So when I buried her yesterday, that's what I told Elise. Told her and Eric, I said, well, Katie and them, they're on the trip. They'll be back. See, it's real. See, when I said bye to Mama, she's coming by. She'll be back. You know, when she died, the night she died, we carried her out and put her in the hearse. Me and Shane, Jared Mitchell and little B and Pig Ears,
We all carried her out. Carried her around the side of the house. Had her covered up, you know, and put her in the hearse. Everybody went in the house, and I watched that hearse go up the road. It was the first time that none of us ever followed her. Anytime an ambulance would come and get her, we all went with her.
Yeah.
One of us, at least one of us went. I took her to Morgantown. I took her to Summersville. Then I took her to Morgantown. I followed that ambulance. You know, that'd be a sad existence if that's all they was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Wouldn't that have been awful?
Yeah.
I watched them taillights go out the dirt road and get up on the hard road, and I watched them go up the hard road across the creek and go up. And I just stood there and watched. And my heart broke. It did. It broke. But Mommy's coming back. Because he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning this which are asleep, which are sorrow, and all which others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also them will he bring with him when he comes. That's what the book says. I believe the book. Rick, I believe this book. You could trust your Bible. You can trust your Bible. It's true. Hear me this morning. It's true. Ready? Ready? Let's see if we can do this. Wait a minute. That ain't it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. A country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day. A city where no storm cloud cannot gather. Oh, this is what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get old? And join the throng upon the gladly sea. We'll join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. So listen, it's real. There's so much to look forward to. Don't quit.
Amen.
Don't back up.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged. Don't lose faith. Don't. Man, we're almost at the end of this thing. We're about done. It's winding itself out. Jesus is about ready to split that sky. Up we'll go. Think about it. Ain't it wonderful? All the turmoil and trouble down here. Listen to this verse here. It says,
see, it's a place where there is no mist. Understand, see. And from all enmity and strife free.
Listen.
No unkind word will wound the heart broken. And this is just what heaven means to me.
Say, Mr. Kitchen. Let's say, girl.
What will it be when we get over yonder and join the round
the glad sea?
Please don't quit. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. We're almost out of here. See, when it's over, it's not over. When it's over, it's not over. And I'm going to ask you this morning. Are you saved? I mean, really, are you really saved? I mean, born again, you've been changed, you're saved. You know that. If you don't know that, why don't you slip out of your seat and come and let us take a Bible and show you how you can know. Huh? You're missing out, neighbor. This thing, it ain't for old people. It's for any people. This ain't an old people religion that's on their last leg. Listen. Some of you young ones, I'll probably still outwork you. Huh? Are you listening to me? Heaven's real. Jesus is real. And there've been some days here in the last while I couldn't have made it had it not been the Lord. I just couldn't go. I couldn't go physically. I couldn't go mentally. I couldn't even go spiritually. A push to come to church, a push to get here to preach, a push to try to comfort somebody else going through a heartache, a push. I mean, I've stayed in the funeral home for weeks. Just a push. But that ain't all there is, see? See, when it's over, it ain't over. We're going to flip over in your songbook to page 67. You're going to stand. We're going to sing together. If you're not saved this morning, won't you come to Christ? Won't you let Him save you this morning? If you ain't right, you ain't right, won't you get right? Why in the world would you want to stay wrong? Huh? See, when it's over, church, it ain't over. Let's sing.
There it's time.